So we're speaking again with Justin James Bridges. He was in the Occupy Portland movement and was taken down by cops, dragged away from his friends, and beaten into a wheelchair.
Yeah.
This is just is shocking just to be sitting here, and we're here at the Oregon Green Free Care Growers Cup, and it was just shocking to hear this because, you know, what do you say about something like that? I mean, I guess obviously you have to sue. Obviously you have to take him to court, so what's happening on that front?
I have an amazing lawyer, Thomas Friedman, and he's going to be, he's a civil rights lawyer, and he's helping me out. So I've already filed my tort claim notice. And we're definitely going to start getting the word out there because the cops are... I'm not an isolated incident.
No.
Unfortunately. I mean, on May Day, they attacked... there's a woman that they attacked, and I'm not even going to go into detail what they did to her. And there's multiple people that just attacked and brutally beaten for no reason. We're doing everything. They pull people off of the sidewalks and attack them.
You know, I had gone out to a couple of the marches during the October and November parts of Occupy, and everybody I was around seemed to be very relaxed, seemed to be easygoing and willing to respond when the, you know, if the police were saying, hey, let's get off of here. You know, nobody was trying to, not that I saw, was using much intimidation. But then the other side, you know, other people say, oh, no, there's anarchists in there trying to fight with the cops and pushing their horses and whatever. What did you see with your time at Occupy?
Man, in my time at Occupy, what I saw, the only problems that started arising were, like, they try to blame the reasons that they listed for kicking us out. They try to say that it was unsanitary. Yet the food inspector came through, and it turns out our kitchen was one of the cleanest kitchens in Portland.
Oh, I know. It's like we have this. They probably have it on local news everywhere, but they have the dirty dining.
Right.
You know, they
exactly.
go out. Oh, they scored a 74. They didn't want. They put chicken near beef. You know, whatever the hell
right,
it was.
Right. Right. Right.
But you guys, I mean, yeah, I went through the camps too, and I wasn't. You know, it was like. Nope, I was fine with it. I didn't
right.
see any problems.
Exactly. And then they try to say drug use and drug overdose. Well, yeah, there's drug overdoses in this town every day. Sorry to bring out your dirty laundry, Portland.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we got to face it. It happens here.
Well, it's kind of like the point that people without homes make. I don't like to say homeless people. People
right.
without homes.
The houseless community.
The houseless community. There we go. Make when we have the Portland the Rose Festival Parade and all that, and
right.
the people, you know, the suburbanites come down and they use duct tape to tape off these parts of the streets. So they
right.
get a primo view of where the big old float's gonna come by,
right.
or, you know, covered with toilet paper or whatever, and the homeless, the houseless community makes the point of, oh wait, it's cool for them to come out and camp,
exactly,
you know, but we can't. What the hell?
Look at Cameron Winton, former mayoral candidate,
yeah.
for Portland. He is on a hunger strike right now, and he's down at City Hall on a hunger strike, and I think he's over. I know it's been well over a week. So he's down there, and he's been sleeping down there, not eating.
Yeah.
And just staying down there.
It's you know, it's... I was talking to Justin, you know, earlier, as we were in here in an American Legion Hall smoking a joint. Welcome to Oregon.
Yeah.
And you're here with the Oregon Green Free Care Growers Cup 2012. I'm Radical Russ Belville with the whole Rolla J Studios crew with your live coverage of the Cup 2012. We had the winners were announced earlier. We'll get the list of them and post them up here as soon as we can. But we're sitting here with Justin James Bridges, a local musician with Patchwork Family Band, patchworkfamilyband.com, and also a station manager. Tell us about Pot Radio.
Yeah, man. I own Portland, Oregon Tunes and More Radio. we're a company from Local Live Media LLC, based out of Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we broadcast to 87 countries, and our company gets 10 to 100,000 hits a day. Just spread our word throughout. We got a lot of listeners in Europe and in Australia. And we play a lot of underground music from all over, and we do. We have a show called Mic Check that we do every Friday. We got a little. Uh oh. I'm going to have to get me some of those medibles, man.
No doubt. Yes, this is. It's really nice when you get when the cupcakes are. They're not medicated. Boo.
But they're still delicious.
They're probably very delicious.
That's so. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. It's been a really wild ride. But I guess the silver lining is I do have Patchwork family now. Like yeah. Our band formed that day that I got put in the hospital.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was the interesting story here. Is how this band gets together. These with is. Well, you go ahead and tell them.
Well, the day that I went down, when my back gave out and I hit the ground from them pushing, I landed in between Jane Doe 18 and Justin 165 from Patchwork Family. And that was the first time we had ever met. And when the cops grabbed my ankles and pulled me away, they pulled me out of Jane Doe 18's hand.
Wow.
And they came and found me the next day in the hospital.
So you never met, never seen each other before.
Never met, never seen each other.
And then after this incident, she tracks you down.
Right, and they find out where I was, and they came, and they wanted to make sure I was okay, because they thought that the cops were going to kill me.
And I mean, there was no provocation on your part, no justification for what they did.
I told them that I love them, and I'm really disappointed in their actions.
That's very sweet of you. Wow, this is an amazing story.
Yeah, and they proceeded to they came and found me in the hospital, and my house that I was living in at the time had a really giant narrow staircase, and there was no way I could get up the stairs, you know. And so they offered me a place to stay.
Wow.
And they took me into their house. It was before we knew that they didn't really know who I was. They didn't know we played music. But they just knew that I needed help, and so they took me into the house.
Wow.
And they took a bunch of occupiers in and helped out a bunch of people. And while we were there, as I was getting better, I couldn't use my arm or anything. And then on Christmas Eve, I started being able to move my thumb again. And so I started playing guitar a little bit. And
wow.
We all started talking, and it was like, you know, we all play music and we all play all these different instruments, and it's like, well, why don't we start a band and start playing? And you know, we're like a patchwork of music. We came together. A lot of people had patchworks in the camps and everything, and we just kind of came together and
Patchwork family
started jamming, and brought in some good friends of mine, and our new drummer Kenny that you saw today was just amazing.
Oh yeah, he's great.
He's been with us for just about a week and a half now.
Wow, he's doing great.
So, yeah, we going on tour. We started in Seattle yesterday. And we're going all the way down to San Francisco.
Hey, and people can get all these dates and which city, which time on the website, of course.
Right, correct.
PatchworkFamilyBand.com, so make sure you check that out.
We're also on ReverbNation.com, ReverbNation.com/PatchworkFamily. Also, Facebook.com/PatchworkFamilyBand.
All right. Well, Justin, I want to thank you for sitting in with us and taking some time. I know it's hot in here. We'll give you a chance to cool off and maybe get one of them cupcakes.
Definitely, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Justin Bridges, Patchwork Family Band. PatchworkFamilyBand.com is the website. I'm Radical Russ here at the OGF Care Growers Cup 2012. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. We'll return you to music and perhaps get us another interview shortly, so stick around. Watch the Twitter feed, NCR420. I'll give you highlights and notes of what's coming up just as soon as I know. So stick around and enjoy the day.